Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner reporting from Vatican City. And Eric, thank you for that. And let me ask you some questions about what's going on today, the events of the conclave as it gets started.
Well, Noah, what happened today is this morning, the 115 voting cardinals or princes of the church attended a morning mass. And then later in the afternoon, they began their procession to the Sistine Chapel. There they took a vow, really an oath, of absolute and perpetual secrecy at risk of excommunication. Here's what it sounded like, Noah, inside the Sistine Chapel.
Dominus, qui corda nostra dirigit in caritate et patientia Christi.
Noah, the secrecy surrounding this papal vote is phenomenal. Not only did the cardinals take an oath of secrecy, but the staff at the Vatican was asked to do so as well. This is the first conclave of the internet age, but Vatican officials are going to great pains to make sure that modern technology does not intrude. No computers, cell phones, pagers allowed inside the chapel. The cardinals are completely cut off from the outside world. In fact, they've even swept the Sistine Chapel for bugs and installed jamming devices to prevent possible electronic eavesdropping.
And what do these guys do in there all day? Is it like a political convention? And do they have, by the way, bad coffee and bad pastries?
I don't know what they're drinking and eating. In fact, we'd have no idea what they're doing inside there at all. So it's really the opposite of a political convention. There's no campaigning. There are no attack ads, certainly. What the cardinals do is they sit at about a dozen long tables, and they vote. They use paper ballots. They can vote up to four times a day. And the ballots are then bound with needle and thread and then burned along with special chemicals designed to produce smoke, a color smoke, either black smoke indicating that no pope has been elected or white smoke indicating, in fact, that a new pope has been elected and he has agreed to accept the position. Now, Noah, during the last papal conclave in 1978, there was a little bit of confusion. The smoke appeared to be neither white nor black, but gray, and that sent journalists here into a tizzy of confusion. This time, the Vatican is taking no chances. In addition to the color-coded smoke, they will ring church bells, indicating that the world's 1.1 billion Catholics indeed have a new pontiff.
And any idea about how long this could take, this conclave process?
Well, no one knows for sure. I can tell you that back in the 13th century, the conclave took more than 2 years and 9 months. We're hoping it doesn't take that long this time. In fact, in the past century, no conclave has lasted longer than 5 days. Most analysts here expect that this will be fairly short, probably within the week, possibly within a day or two.
NPR's Eric Weiner talking with us from Vatican City. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Noah.